Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Punk Rock NBA podcast.
And you feel like it's just going out into the void and nobody gives a shit and nobody is ever going to give a shit. You feel like you're just pushing this massive boulder up a hill and it's not going anywhere. It sucks. It is so hard. It's so demoralizing. What's up, everybody? I'm Finn McKenty. This is the Punk Rock NBA, and today I wanted to do two things. Number one, announce that I am now officially on Twitch. I've done a couple streams. There's a lot more to come. I will talk about the contents of those streams and what my plans are for Twitch in this video. But first, if you haven't, follow me on Twitch. There's a link to that in the description so you'll get my schedule and all that stuff. But I will get into more detail on that in a second. And also, before I do that, wanted to just kind of talk about my overall vision for the future of this channel, where I see all this going, and see what you guys think. I wanted to start by kind of zooming out a little bit and talk about, I guess, the whole reason that I'm doing this and what makes me happy and excited about it and how all this stuff fits in. So when I think about music and what it's meant to me, the part that has made the biggest difference in my life is not necessarily like the music itself. I mean, obviously I love listening to music, of course, or I wouldn't be here doing this, but what's made the biggest difference in my life has really been the community around it, the people I have met, the experiences that I've had, the relationships that I've built. I mean, there's people that I met at shows, you know, 20 years ago that ended up coming to my wedding. There's people who I met like in the 90s that now I work with. We've really grown up together like an actual family. Like, I have friends who I remember when their kids were born, and now those kids are like starting college, which is kind of horrifying. We're that old. But the point is, like, it really is a community in the true sense of the word. We've been there for each other through the hard times, you know. Lots of us have had our issues with drugs and alcohol and getting divorced and all that kind of stuff. We made it out the other side. You know, we got through this stuff together. It really, truly is a community and like a second family for a lot of us. I know that sounds kind of corny. There's a million hardcore songs about family and stuff, but it's really true. For my friends. Music is more than just a thing that you listen to. It is truly a community of people that care about each other and support each other. And I've spent pretty much my entire adult life, or at least a significant portion of it, in the scene, in music, or hanging out with people that I know through music. Like, pretty much everything in my life, one way or another, can be connected back to music, specifically the hardcore scene, but that's just me. I think every scene is a community in that way for the people who are part of it. Like, when I look back at some of the fondest memories I have, it's stuff like hanging out at Denny's at 2 a.m. after a show. You end up sitting at a table with some person that you don't know, but ends up being your next best friend. I mean, that's how I ended up having certain roommates and stuff. Or those times where I would end up sleeping on some stranger's floor when we were like in Detroit for some show in 1997 and had nowhere to stay, and someone was like, oh, you can crash at our place. And so I ended up sleeping on their floor in 1997, and I'm still Facebook friends with this person. It's cool. There's all these cliches about how hardcore is family and blah, 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 but
there's always room for family.
At least for me, it's true. It has really genuinely made a difference in my life, and I absolutely would not be here without that community. Like, I remember in 2013 when I moved from Columbus to here, I was in a very, very dark, difficult place personally, and my friend John just volunteered to drive out there with me, and I don't know if I would have made it without him. Like, what if I had spent 3 days driving across the country by myself, like literally rebooting and uprooting my whole life? Everything I owned at that time fit into like 6 boxes, and I was 33 then. Like, I was not 19. This is like, I was completely rebooting my life at 33 years old, and I don't know if I would have made it through without John, and I wouldn't have known John without hardcore. So, you know, this is powerful stuff, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
You don't think about family.
And that kind of community is what I want to create and foster here. I know this is just a YouTube channel and it may be very like naive and grandiose on my part to think that I can do that, but if I could snap my fingers and just kind of make something happen, that's what it would be. I know my channel is never going to be like the biggest thing in the world. I mean, I'm very grateful for the fact that I have 325,000 subscribers. That's way more than I ever thought I would have, but I know I'm never going to be the next, you know, MKBHD or Logan Paul or whatever. It's just not me. And that's okay. I don't really care about being the biggest thing in the world, but what I would like to do is to create a community that does what hardcore did for me. A community of like cool, smart people, of friends who are kind of loosely united by the music, but it's really much deeper and bigger than that. And, you know, just like a real family, it's dysfunctional and fucked up at times. There's lots of times where you butt heads with each other in your family. Lots of times people in the scene do that. I mean, you like might literally get into a fist fight with somebody that ended up being your best friend 2 weeks later. I mean, this happens. None of us got into this kind of music because we're like totally normal and everything is okay. So, you know, you got to kind of go into this understanding that this is a fucked up misfit family, but I think it is still a family.
But what's real? It's family.
And so the way that I think about this is I want it to be about you just as much as it is me. I mean, ultimately, I am the one in front of the camera, but none of this exists without all of you. So to me, this isn't my channel. This is our channel and our community. I may be the one in front of the camera, but I'm only one part of it and I'm not any more important than any one of you. And I don't know exactly how to do this, but I wanted to talk about a couple ways that I'm doing that, starting with Twitch. I just started last week, so I'm very new to this, and this is going to evolve over time. But as of now, I'm streaming twice a week on Twitch on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. That may change over time, but that's where I'm at now. And really, what I'm trying to do there is just recreate that feeling of hanging out with your friends at Denny's, just bullshitting, talking about music, making jokes, whatever. Just like that 2 a.m. at Denny's vibe. That's like the North Star I have for this thing. I keep going back to that. So if that sounds cool to you, hit the link in the description to follow me on Twitch and get my schedule and details about whatever streams I'm doing. And let me talk about the content on there a little bit. And again, this is evolving, like this can and will change over time. But as of now, here's what I plan on doing on Twitch. Number one, I'm going to do all my podcasts live there. So like this week, I have my first one scheduled with Ryan Bruce Fluff, the guitar YouTuber. I'm going to do those live on Twitch and then put the video out on my second channel and put the podcast out on Spotify and iTunes and everywhere else. But I'll record them live. I will try to get the guests to stick around afterwards to do some Q&A. Some people won't want to or won't have time, but I'll do that whenever I can. I think that's gonna be a way cooler vibe for the podcast because even though the people aren't actually sitting in the room with us, like just knowing that there's hundreds or thousands of people watching the stream, I think is just always gonna lead to a better, cooler, like more energetic conversation. Second thing that I'm gonna be doing is reviews. Lots and lots of people send me their music and wanna get my thoughts on it. And I can't reply to all of that. I get like dozens of those DMs a day, but I know that that's something people are interested in. So I'm going to start doing that on Twitch. The way that that is going to work is the same way that like Adam22 and Patrick CC do it. I'll probably charge like $20 or something to submit your music. And if you submit, you are guaranteed to get a review. So there's going to be a certain number of slots available, but I've also been doing some reviews for my patrons. And so I was wondering how am I going to fit that in there? I want to make sure that they're prioritized because they've been supporting me all along and I feel like they deserve first priority. So the way that I'm going to do it is every time I do reviews, there'll be, let's say 20 slots. The first 10 slots or so will be from patrons. So I have a big backlog of stuff on Patreon that I haven't reviewed. The first 10 slots will go to those people and they won't have to pay anything extra for that. The other 10 slots will be available to anybody who wants to pay to have their stuff reviewed. And I don't know if it's gonna be 20 or 30. I don't know the exact number of slots. We'll figure that out, but that's kind of how I'm gonna approach it. I'm excited to do that because again, I get tons and tons of messages about this. So I think that'll be a cool way for us to draw some attention to these smaller artists that are looking to get discovered, maybe get some good feedback in the music. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. It reminds me of like back in the day when I would do reviews for my zine and every week I would get like dozens of 7 inches and demos and stuff in the mail. And I thought it was super cool to just sit down and go through all that. Now we will all get to do that together. I'm also gonna look at like music news and current events and talk about that and do live reactions to those. Again, I get lots of like messages with links links to articles saying, hey, you should make a video about this. I would love to, but I just like literally can't. I do not have time to make a video about everything that comes up in the news, but I would like to talk about that stuff. And so again, Twitch seems like the perfect place to do that. Also, there's quite a few response videos that people have made about me that I haven't talked about. I did some of those on my last stream. I talked about the one from like Become the Night. There's one from Wyatt X Him that I haven't talked about yet. There's probably like 10 or 20 of those that I haven't gotten through. So for anybody who's wondered like, hey, what did you think of Become the Night's video about you? Well, I will talk about that on Twitch. Wanna like listen to new releases together, whether that's like my Spotify release radar or, you know, like a Metal Sucks, they do shit that came out this week. We can go through that together and listen to stuff together. I think that's gonna be a lot of fun. The other thing I wanna try is making or like writing videos together. I don't know if this is gonna work out, but I think it's gonna be a fun thing to try. Lots of times when I'm working on a video and I'm kind of not exactly sure what to say, I will tweet or post in my community tab, I'm making a video about X, what do you guys think I should talk about? And I'll get hundreds of replies to that, and that usually is what ends up making up the content of the video. You know, I get all these replies and I just sort of like organize this stuff together. That becomes my outline and I just sort of organize my thoughts there. And I thought, why not do that on Twitch? I don't know if it's gonna work out. It might end up being kind of a train wreck, but I wanna try it. I think that'd be cool. I could maybe even edit videos on Twitch if you guys think that would be interesting. I don't know if it is or not, but you tell me. That's what I've got in mind now. I expect there's probably gonna be some other ideas for stuff I didn't think about. I'm super new to this, so any feedback that you guys have on what you think I should do differently or do more of or less of, whatever, let me know on the stream. You guys probably know more about Twitch than I do, to be honest, so I'm totally open to ideas, but so far, it's been a blast. It really just feels like hanging out with friends after a show, which is, I don't know, that's pretty awesome, right? Who doesn't love that?
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey, and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listenersurvey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series.
About how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with,
the way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments, the ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember, the ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling.
That feeling.
It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, you can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where there's the video in the background in the player. And when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like, I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode. And my second channel, which I really just have not had time to update in months and months and months, so it's kind of been semi-abandoned, that channel is going to turn into Twitch highlights and the podcast. So I'm going to start releasing a video version of the podcast. A lot of people have asked for that. I'm going to do that, just recorded from the stream, put that on my second channel. I'll also have highlights of anything that happened on the stream for anybody that didn't get a chance to check it out live. We will have all that on the second channel, so check that out if you haven't. There's a link to that in the description as well. The URL for it is youtube.com/FinnMcKenty PRMBA. The other piece of that is Discord. I started that, I think in May. We've got about 3,000 people on there, which is awesome. I'm actually really enjoying it. I've had a Facebook group for a long time, but it's kind of, I mean, it's Facebook. It kind of sucks because Facebook sucks. The group is not super active. So I've really kind of shifted my emphasis from that Facebook group to Discord. There's a link to that in the description as well. I'm actually really enjoying it. I didn't expect to be active in there, but I am, like, because there's a lot of cool conversations happening in there, and like, I expected it to be kind of a disaster, to be honest, and it's not. It's really cool. Shout out to all the mods who have helped me out with that. You guys are great. Like, everybody is on it. If anybody shows up and says anything dumb, they get the ban hammer right away. The last thing I wanted to talk about is my main channel, the one you're watching right now. And here's where my head is at on that. So, you know, it's interesting. My mom used to say, be careful what you ask for because you might get it. And that has been true so often in my life. A lot of things that I thought my mom said were dumb when I was like 14 years old. As I get older, I'm like, actually, my mom was right. Go figure. Maybe being around for like decades longer on the planet, maybe you actually do learn something. But anyway, I don't know. I'm kind of trying to figure out how to say this. I'll just kind of ramble, and hopefully we'll be able to edit this into something that sounds cool and coherent and thoughtful. It is so hard just to build an audience in the first place. Like, when you are just starting out and you're putting out videos and they're getting like 12 views and nobody cares, and you put out one video after the other and you feel like it's just going out into the void and nobody gives a shit and nobody is ever going to give a shit. You feel like you're just pushing this massive boulder up a hill and it's not going anywhere. It sucks. It is so hard. It's so demoralizing. And I did that for like 9 months. I put out, I think, like 70 videos before I ever got any kind of traction. And then things finally came together and it grew and grew and grew. And here I am. You know, I get between 1 and 2 million views a month now usually, which is insane. That's amazing. I never thought that I would get here. I thought I was going to be happy if I got 10,000 subscribers, and I would have been happy with that. So here I am with 325,000 people that clicked the subscribe button. It's amazing. Like, I worked so fucking hard to get here that, to be honest, in some ways I'm actually like more nervous and anxious now than in the beginning when I didn't have an audience, because like, it was so hard to build this that, you know, it gives me anxiety to think about losing it. And so there's one part of my brain that's like, don't take any risks, just do what you know works, keep making the videos that you know people like, that's gonna grow the channel and make people happy, which I do. So that's like the voice in one side of my head. And then the voice in the other side of my head is kind of the other side of that, which is like, yeah, but you don't want to be like AC/DC, just like pumping out the same album again and again and again and again, because that's what people want. You've painted yourself into a corner creatively. You got to take some risks. And both of those things are true. Like, you do need to kind of stay in your lane, because every audience has expectations from any creator or artist of any kind. And I personally think it's important to respect those. I've talked before many times about artists that kind of made this like crazy left-hand turn and alienated their audience, you know, and then they are wondering why. Well, it's obvious, because your audience wants you to do this thing and you refuse to do this thing. I don't want to be that. On the other hand, I don't want to be AC/DC, like stuck in a creative rut. And so the question is like, where is that middle ground? How do you take risks to continue to find new opportunities for growth and like avoid getting stagnant and redundant, but not change so much that you alienate your audience? I was actually like just talking to Chris from Suicide Silence about this, a band that knows a thing or two about making big changes and alienating their audience. And we were talking about Bring Me the Horizon and like just how fucking amazing it is that they've done what they have done. I mean, even since I made the video that I did about them a couple years ago, they've even changed their sound like 3 times since then. They've done everything from deathcore to metalcore to like, I guess like kind of butt rock to pop. They have that weird ambient album. And then they put out some more metalcore songs. I mean, this is a band that has changed direction so many times in their career, and they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're just like, how the fuck do they do that? That is so like ridiculously difficult to do that it is like staggering that they did it. Like, I have so much respect for them. And that's what I aspire to be. I don't know if I can pull that off or not. You know, am I as talented as Bring Me the Horizon? Probably not, but that's what I aspire to be. And you know, so it's kind of this constant question. I don't want to say struggle, but maybe it is a struggle. It's a constant question of like, how do I give the people what they want, but how do I also take enough risks to evolve the channel? I've talked about this before, but this is kind of the conversation I have with myself, like literally on a minute by minute basis. I'm always kind of marinating on this puzzle trying to solve it. But with all of that being said, I feel like I'm in a pretty good place on that. You know, I feel like there's videos that I know are going to do well. I mean, anytime I talk about nu metal, that's going to do well because I know you guys love your nu metal. So I know I've got that stuff, but I've also been able to find some new stuff that I think does well. For example, my Pure Cringe series, where I did like the one about Rock of Love, about MTV Cribs, about nu metal videos. I'm gonna do one about 2000s teen movies. So that feels like a new thing for me, that I'm able to talk about pop culture that's like music adjacent, but not exactly just music, and that's done well, which is really cool. I mean, all those Pure Cringe videos that I've done were like top performing videos. So that tells me that there is like room for me to find these new areas to do stuff that my audience is still gonna like. And as a creator, you know, that's the challenge. I think if you ever take the easy route of just pandering to your audience, you're holding yourself back. On the other hand, if you don't listen to your audience and do too much like crazy shit out of left field, you're shooting yourself in the foot. And the best creators are able to like thread the needle and do both of those things. It's fucking hard, but you know, I want to challenge myself. I have to believe in myself that I can do that. And to be completely honest, I doubt myself all the time. Like on a daily basis, I tell myself I'm washed up, I suck, nobody cares about my videos anymore. Like, you might as well just delete your channel because you're done. Like, I literally tell myself this 10 times a day, probably. But I have to like go back to the well and believe that I can do this, because if I got here, you know, if I got 325,000 subscribers, there's a reason for that. I guess I don't completely suck. And in those moments where you doubt yourself, you just have to like go back to the well. And even if you don't believe in yourself, and even if in the moment you feel like you suck, you just got to keep going anyway. And that's kind of the conversation I have with myself. I don't know if any of that makes any sense. Maybe I'm just rambling. I don't know. But all of that is to say that I feel pretty good about the direction of my main channel now. So, you know, hopefully you guys like it, because I think I'm just going to kind of keep going in this direction now. It feels good to me. I'm happy with it. And the numbers are pretty good. So that's cool. I'm excited about that. Again, I know I'm not ever going to be the biggest channel in the world, but that's okay. Ultimately, I'm trying to play the long game here. I don't necessarily care about having the biggest channel in the world or putting up the biggest numbers or making the most money. What I want is longevity. I want to be able to do this in 3 or 4 or 5 years. I want to have that tight community that I talked about, just like how in hardcore, you know, there's people that I've known for 20 years, or like from my old blogs, there's people that were in high school reading my blog 10 years ago that I've kept in touch with that whole time, that now we're like married with kids and stuff. It's fucking cool. Like, I got to watch people grow up from kids to parents. That is so inspiring to me and so cool. And, you know, I think I've maybe helped them sometimes. They've definitely helped me. Like, it really is a community. That's what I'm focusing on. That's what I want to build. And I think we're doing that. So yeah, that's where my head's at. You know, I would love any feedback that you guys have on what you think I could do differently or better, do less of, do more of. Look forward to seeing all of you guys on Twitch. And also, I want to give a shout out to all the people who have helped me out on the team that I have built. Shout out to Jarrett, aka Straight Veg, for helping with Twitch and Discord. You have been so incredibly helpful. I'm super grateful. Like, I definitely would not have gotten this stuff off the ground without your help. So thank you for that. Deanna Chapman, my producer for the podcast, producer and editor. She's amazing. If you need anything related to podcasts, you should hit her up. She is awesome. And like I said before, all the mods on Discord, and Ant for helping out with TikTok. Like, I would not be able to do any of this stuff without your support. So thank you guys all very much for your help. Oh, and also I want to give a shout out to my editor, Tim, who's probably watching this right now. And he's like, what the fuck, man? Really? Like, I'm literally editing this video and you're not going to give me a shout out. So Tim, thank you very much. You do amazing work. I am deeply, deeply grateful. Like, having you on board has made like a legitimate difference in my quality of life. Thank you very much for your work. You are awesome. And of course, my patrons. Patrons get access to every podcast a week early. There's a patron-only channel in the Discord that I'm in all the time. I do Q&As, I do giveaways, I do reviews on there. Like I said, we'll be doing those on Twitch too. But if you want me to review your stuff, being a patron is the best way to do that. So if you want to support us on Patreon, you can get access to that at the link in the description. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, this is Dewey Halpas, host of Peer Pleasure on the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Join me each week as I explore another long-form conversation with one of your favorite musicians, actors, comedians, or creatives. From Chino Moreno of the Deftones, John Gorley of Portugal the Man, to Fat Mike from NoFX and Ian MacKay from Fugazi and Minor Threat, we go all over the map. From Fall Out Boy to Slayer, Peer Pleasure has it all. Check us out now on Sound Talent Media.
The number you have reached is 100.7 WMMS.
It wasn't just a radio station, it was a lifestyle.
Cleveland is a rock and roll city for sure.
We're gonna be like Chicago's.
Get down!
The Wrath of the Buzzard. WMMS. Cleveland.
The rise and fall of one of the most iconic radio stations in America. Profiles. The Wrath of the Buzzard. PROH Files. Subscribe now wherever you get podcasts.